This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Drought will shape grazing plans across much of South Dakota this year, and the sooner ranchers make management decisions, the more options they'll have. SDSU Extension Forage Field Specialist Kim Ricardo believes delaying action increases costs, reduces pasture recovery, and limits management options.
First thing is just, you know, being honest and taking a honest, hard look at your pasture and forage resources. And from there, kind of consider stocking rate and if you're going to have enough pasture to hold all your cows throughout the season, or if you're going to have to potentially cull cows or get some other feed resources into the operation.
Ricardo advises paying close attention to nutritional efficiency, as drought-stressed forages are often lower in protein and energy. Without supplementation, cows may lose body condition and face reproductive or lactation challenges that may affect calf health and productivity. Utilizing rotational grazing to prevent overuse of desirable grasses and making use of alternative forages can help sustain nutrient levels of the cow herd while protecting pasture recovery.
One thing that producers really need to consider is diversifying our forage base so that we're not relying on one particular forage. And so annual forages are a really great way to do that, and they provide a lot of flexibility to the operation.
Ricardo encourages producers to think about what they want their operations to look like coming out of the drought, and then put a plan in place to get there. To learn more, visit extension.sdstate.edu and search Managing the Cow Herd Through Drought.